Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Legislation that would expand the fraud fighting unit of the Attorney General's office is headed to the Minnesota House floor. The bill, authored by Representative Matt Norris of Blaine, would give the AG's office more investigators and prosecutors.
This bill does what Minnesotans expect us to do. It enhances our ability to investigate fraud and stiffens penalties for those who steal from government programs.
The bill would add 18 more staffers, and 3/4 of the funding would come from the federal government. The Senate passed a similar measure Tuesday as part of a finance bill. Minnesota food bank leaders are gathering at the Capitol today, urging lawmakers to make hunger relief a priority as volunteers pack hundreds of pounds of food. Zach Rodvold is with Second Harvest Heartland.
It's an opportunity for lawmakers to see what we do in person if they haven't been to a food bank or a food shelf before and get a sense of the scale of the impact that Minnesota's food banks and food shelves have. And then, of course, to stress the need for state investment in our work, given the record need.
2025 marked Minnesota's fourth straight record year for food shelf visits, with roughly 9 million statewide. Gas prices are up 50% since the war in Iran began. Today's statewide average is $4.20 a gallon. Brenna Knapp of AAA Minnesota says the tankers stranded at the Strait of Hormuz are not bringing oil to the U.S.
So even though we aren't using that oil for the gas that we use day to day, we're still seeing those large scale impacts because about half of what goes into the retail price of gas that you see at the pump is crude oil pricing.
Crude oil is averaging $112 a barrel on the global market. Knapp says prices will start to come down once the Strait of Hormuz is fully open and the war in Iran ends. The Minnesota Wild lost to the Avalanche 5-2 last night and now trail Colorado 2-0 in the second round playoff series. Forward Matt Boldy isn't blaming the referees for not getting a couple calls in Denver.
We have to be better in those situations. I've said it before, the refs don't have an easy job either. So we have to be better on the penalty kill. We have to start scoring on the power play. It is what it is. That adjustment needs to be made.
Kirill Kaprizov and Marcus Johansson scored, but Minnesota was 0-2 on the power play. The series moves to Grand Casino Arena on Saturday night. And the Timberwolves take a 1-0 series lead into Game 2 of the Western Conference semifinals tonight in San Antonio. The Wolves beat the Spurs 104-102 in the opener Monday night. Anthony Edwards scored 18 in his return from a knee injury, and Julius Randle led Minnesota with 22 points. Ayo Dosunmu is listed as questionable. This is MNN.